This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs concerned agencies to work effectively to curb corruption. Six people die and four going missing after landslide buries three houses in Ramesap. Oman's Foreign Affairs Minister Albu Saidi arriving in Kathmandu tomorrow for official visit. And Israel declares emergency for 48 hours at it exchanges heavy fire with Hezbollah in major escalation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed concerned agencies to work effectively to curb corruption and control smuggling. The Prime Minister issued the directive to the top-ranking officials of major government agencies, including Department of Revenue Investigation, Department of Money Laundering Investigation, Public Procurement Monitoring Office and National Vigilance Center. The Prime Minister's Secretariat said the Prime Minister, at the annual review meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister today, instructed the officials to safeguard the nation and promote hope and confidence. Likewise, the Prime Minister asked the officials to work and create environment to job opportunities to the youths within the country. Six people died and four others have gone missing when a landslide buried three houses at Doramba Sailung Rural Municipality 3 in Ramesap District last night. The deceased have been identified as 30-year-old Chandika Swester, her 18-month-old son Ayush, 57-year-old Urmila Pahari, 30-year-old Sandeep Pahari, 11-year-old Santosh Pahari and 14-year-old Bigyan Pahari. According to the District Police Office Ramesap, police personnel and Nepali Army personnel carried out the rescue and search operation soon after getting information about the incident. The dead bodies have been now handed over to the relatives and the rescue operation for the missing ones is underway. Likewise, torrential rain occurred on last night has affected Beni Bazar in Magdi and its surroundings. Various structures, including school building, kitchen of senior citizen home, and roads were damaged. According to the district police office, flood in streamlet at Beni Municipality 1 along Baglung Beni road section swept away a jeep heading towards Beni from Pokhara. However, passengers and driver were able to save their lives. Similarly, three persons have gone missing when the jeep they were travelling in plunged into the Sunkosi River last night. Police say the jeep heading towards Bhaktapur from Halisi of Khotang had fallen into the river from the Mid-Hill Highway at Golanjur Rural Municipality 1. Police say 27-year-old Susan Kakshapati survived after jumping out of the vehicle and has been discharged after receiving treatment at the Sunkosi Community Hospital at Kurkot. Meanwhile, 45 Nepali pilgrims injured when the bus they were travelling in met with an accident in Samastipur district of Indian state of Bihar. According to District Police Office Bharat's Deputy Superintendent of Police and Spokesperson Prakash Sapkota, the bus met with the accident last night when a truck hit the bus carrying 47 Nepali pilgrims towards Devghar Baba Dham in Bihar. It is reported that 35 passengers sustained mild injuries while 10 others sustained moderate injuries as per the information received from Samastipur-based Indian Police. It is said that the health condition of all the injured ones is out of danger. All of them are said to be from Baragudi Rural Municipality 3 in Bara. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need for expanding the Buddha's philosophy and messages through education. Addressing the 16th Senate of the Lumbini Buddhist University today, Prime Minister Oli, who is also the University Chancellor, said the Lumbini Buddhist University aims to protect and expand the Buddhist philosophy. Prime Minister Oli said, since the university is connected to the Nepali conscious glory and history, the positivity and ethos of friendship that the Buddha taught are relevant even today. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pobel says the bill designed to amend the Banking Offence and Punishment Act has been registered in the Parliament. He said the bill aims to make investigation, prosecution and punishment against the banking more effective. Speaking at a meeting of the Finance Committee under the House of Representatives today, the Finance Minister apprised the meeting that the bill has prioritized the provision of fine in cases relating to banking fraud, including the cheque bounce. Putting his view in the meeting, lawmaker Dr. Surim Wagle proposed to prioritize the provision of fine instead of jail sentence in case of banking fraud. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, and it's time for a short break.
साधा खाना 100 रुपैया मटन खाना 200 रुपैया ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back now. The remaining news. The Foreign Affairs Minister of Oman, Said bin Hamad bin Hamoud Al Busaidi, is arriving in Nepal tomorrow for an official visit at the invitation of Foreign Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deuba. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed the visit of Oman's Foreign Minister, issuing a press release today. It is said that the two foreign ministers are scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting and discuss matters on further strengthening Nepal-Oman relations. During the visit, Oman's foreign minister would pay courtesy call on President Ramchandra Pudil and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The foreign minister of Oman will leave Kathmandu on the 27th of August. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news in English. Now on to some international news. Updates. Israel says its warplanes have struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon after detecting moves to launch an aerial attack on Israel. The BBC had cited the Israeli military as saying around 100 fighter jets had destroyed thousands of rocket launchers on Sunday morning in what it described as an act of self-defense. Lebanon's health ministry reported that three people had been killed. Hezbollah later said it had fired hundreds of rockets towards northern Israel, calling it phase one of a multi-stage attack in retaliation for the killing of a senior commander. No casualties have been reported in Israel. The exchange marks a major escalation of tensions between Israel and the Iran-backed Shia Muslim armed group. Israel declared an emergency for the next 48 hours, amid the country's escalating tensions with Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that Israel's strikes on Sunday are not the end of the story in its military campaign against Hezbollah. At least 34 people have been killed in two separate bus accidents in northeastern and southwest Pakistan. The Al Jazeera cited Pakistan's Minister of Interior as saying 12 people died on the Mokran Coastal Highway in the southwest province of Balochistan. Likewise, a rescue official said 22 people were killed when a bus plunged into a deep ravine near Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The first accident occurred overnight when a bus carrying Shia pilgrims returning from Iran for a religious commemoration veered off the road. The second accident took place in the Kahuta district, rather, in Pakistan's eastern Punjab province. Now a sports update. Nepal has entered the finals of the SAF Under-20 Championship, defeating Bhutan in tiebreaker by 4-1. The first semi-final match of the championship, held at the Infa Complex in Lalitpur, entered the tiebreaker after the match ended with a tie-up 1-1 on a score sheet. Now Nepal will play against the winner of the second semi-final between India and Bangladesh on Wednesday. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudurpashchim Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudurpashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma only directs concerned agencies to work effectively to curb corruption. Six people die and four going missing after landslide buries three houses in Ramitap. Oman's Foreign Affairs Minister Albu Saidi arriving in Kathmandu tomorrow for official visit. And Israel declares emergency for 48 hours as it exchanges heavy fire with Hezbollah in major escalation. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.